Hits 102.7 is happy to welcome into the studio a representative from the organization called Lost and Found, our friend Whitney. Hi, Whitney. Welcome to the studios again.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Now, I understand there is a lot going on as we round out August and head into September. Let's dive right in. What do you have going on?
So, for those of you who may not know, September is Suicide Prevention Month and Awareness Month. Lost and Found, as a mental health resource organization, aim to reducing suicide risk, both on campuses and in our community. We have a lot of events happening where people can get involved and just spread awareness of the impact on suicide for themselves, but what everybody can do to prevent suicide community. This Saturday, August 31st, Labor Day weekend, Black Hills Disc Golf Club is hosting a disc golf tournament for charity, and Lost and Found is receiving all of those proceeds.
Wow, that's great.
Yes. Anyone interested in joining us, we will be at Jackson Park Disc Golf Course starting at 8 a.m. We have a bunch of raffle prizes that were donated from different businesses around town. You do not have to be a professional. You don't even have to have disc golf before. But join us. We'd love to have you and just learn more about Lost and Found and what we're doing in the community.
Speaking of Lost and Found and what you're doing in the community, as the school year starts for the college kids in town, can you give me a quick overview of the mental health tools that you're helping the community learn, gather resources and such?
School has started for the college campuses across the Black Hills. And so we've had a big presence just training the student leaders on campus about how to normalize conversations regarding mental health. So the student leaders, they have influence. And so helping them realize what that influence looks like and the connections they can help build on campus to normalize these conversations, make it less isolating. People are coming to campus for the first time and there's so much anxiety and that overwhelming feeling that they're having to figure it out themselves. And so doing a lot of training with those student leaders on campus of how to support their fellow students.
And how to make each other feel safe when having even conversations about mental health.
Absolutely.
Now I understand Chalk the Walk is headed into purview here. Talk to me a little bit about Chalking the Walk and the messages and who's participating.
With collaboration with South Dakota Mines Counseling Office, we're hosting a Chalk the Walk on September 5th throughout the entire Rapid City community. If you know of any businesses or where you're working, our goal is just to spread the power of kindness and suicide prevention. The number of stories that I've heard of, it was one thing that made the difference for somebody. And so trying to share the messages like, you matter, you belong here, and the power of that, and trying to do it across Rapid City, knowing that you may have somebody walking into your business or establishment that needs to hear that message. And so trying to kind of spread the wealth across the community, just chalking on your sidewalk, those inspirational messages. And then at South Dakota Mines, we'll be walking this path from 11 to 1. So feel free to join us and see the inspirational messages across the campus as well.
Just messages of positivity, of acceptance. It's okay not to be okay. We're here for you.
Absolutely. Yes. And even so much, we had a story last year that there was a student walking across campus, saw all these inspirational messages, had a plan that day. And the inspirational messages were the tool for them or the trigger that was like, I need to ask for help. There are people on campus that care about me. And so it has a lot of power that sometimes we don't realize that those things do add up.
They really do, especially when a community comes together to support. Now, you just had a ribbon cutting about a month ago at the South Dakota School of Mines. How's it going?
Oh, beautiful. The campus has welcomed us full force and just trying to offer another resource. West River is strapped for resources for sure. And so trying to help everyone understand their role in suicide prevention, that most of the time someone's going to go to a friend or a family member. And so making sure everyone knows how to have those conversations and who to get them connected to when somebody is in crisis.
Whitney and the organization Lost and Found not only work with students, but they're working to train the community with mental health toolkits. When is the next seminar training going on that you guys have planned?
Yes. So our last kind of big training for September is a Stories of Resilience event. And so we're having one at School of Mines on September 10th from 3 to 6 p.m. But we're also having one in Spearfish. So those in the Spearfish community can join us on September 9th at Black Hill State University in Club Buzz. But this event is really just how do you share your story, the power of storytelling, and sharing that hopeful message within. Sometimes it can be triggering to share your story and it it can be triggering for somebody else. And so we just want to train everyone of how do you do that in a way that spreads this hopeful message. And sharing your story can help someone learn from the way you handled it.
Something they identify with and things that they can do to help prevent crisis, right?
Absolutely. We're talking about way in this prevention end of even sharing your story. It may not be out loud, right? The power of written storytelling, the power of art. And so we'll kind of have all of that all-encompassing message during these two events. We're going to have a student storyteller that will also be on our social media at Resilient Today. And then we'll have a live storyteller as well and just talk about how this works in our community and the power, because so many people are impacted by either loss survivors, attempt survivors, or just mental health challenges. And so how can we share and learn from each other in a way that does spread those resiliency tools?
What a wonderful message. What a positive difference the organization Lost and Found is making. Now, Whitney, in addition to resilienttoday.org, your website, where else can people find out more about these events?
The website, we also have our social media. We have Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all of those. And that handle is at Resilient Today. Also, I have office hours at School of Mines in the library, 309. Feel free to reach out, contact us. We're at a lot of events in the community. So stop by, say hi, and learn more about the work we're doing.
Sounds great. Disc golf this Saturday, Labor Day weekend. More information on our website at hits1027.com. And Whitney with Lost and Found, we will have you back in studio just as soon as we can.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.